The next patient, is Joaquin, J-O-A-Q-U-I-N, last name Girona, G-I-R-O-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 51-year-old Hispanic male that is following in the practice because of the presence of hyperkalemia. A hyperkalemia is most likely associated to a tubular defect. The patient was initially treated with the administration of Lokelma and Lokelma, L-O-K-E-M-A, but later on we added the administration of metolazone, M-E-T-O-L-A-Z-O-N-E, 5 milligrams 4 times a week. Apparently, the patient has stopped the use of the Lokelma. However, the potassium is reported to be within range 4.9. He's encouraged to follow the administration of metolazone on regular basis in order to avoid the hyperkalemia. Following number, the patient has the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, that is seen by the neurologist in Winter Haven. The treatment at the present time is Ocrevus, O-C-R-E-V, like in Victor, U.S. Period. Following number, the patient has chronic kidney disease stage 3A. The latest laboratory workup that was done on April the 26th shows that the creatinine came down from 2 to 1.8 and the estimated UFR is 42. This patient has been between stage 3A and 3B. Interestingly, the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 94, which is within the normal range, and the patient continues to take the Jardiance. We are going to check the albumin creatinine ratio during the next appointment. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus that is under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.1%. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. Following number, proteinuria that is negligible. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.